his way of teaching was direct, but it's also very, he would use the essential teaching of the Buddha, the Four Noble Truths. And I found these Four Noble Truths really a brilliant teaching, you know, from the Buddha himself. This was his first sermon after his enlightenment. And so Ajahn Chah was very good at getting, because suffering or dukkha is the first noble truth. And he recognized, and this is a common bond of all humanity. In fact, in Thailand, there oftentimes when a monk addresses a group of people, he would say something like, "We are all brothers and sisters in suffering, in old age, sickness, and death." These kind of statements are quite ordinary when Thai monks give Dhamma talks. And this was a very good reflection. I never thought of it. Like, who would dare to address brothers and sisters in old age, sickness, and death? You know, this sounds so depressing. But yet, in terms of making suffering into a noble truth, this was always intrigued me, because other religions don't approach the religious question from this common experience of suffering. And because this is a common experience, then it's not like personal, it's not like I suffer and others don't. Where from the ego position, I used to feel that I was the only one that suffered. And I was surprised to find out other people that didn't look like they were suffering, were suffering. And this suffering then was raised up into a noble truth rather than some horrible reality. You know, some depressing statement about that life is just, you know, suffering, and then seeing it as just something bad about this realm we're in. But placed in the sense of a noble truth, then it's the awakening. He said, Lumbo Chan used to always say, it's the suffering that awakens you. And during my life with Lumbo Chan, I found that the suffering that I had there, I definitely could see I was creating.